Blog Talk Radio.
Struggling with living your dream or not? You may be saying, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean? And I'm truly intrigued. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question and concept. Are you struggling with living your dreams or not? Let's lean into it and get into the richness of this topic.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely, I love Mondays. And you know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator Coach Adams, we are going to look at a topic that I'm real excited to dig into under the guidelines and the umbrella of our Shape Up series. So know that today it's time to shape up and win. And we're shaping up to win with working our vision so we can achieve our goals and ultimately live out our dreams. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. That is your feedback, our global listening audience, which we so absolutely appreciate. You know, we encourage you, if you have not taken advantage of our on-demand library, we want you to know that if you've missed any installment of Motivational Mondays, our archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U, Inspired Media for You. You know, again, our on-demand library is filled. Did I say fill? I mean, it's filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes or so into today's program around today's topic. And then, if time permits, we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation. You know, we absolutely love when you engage with us, and so we welcome your questions and your comments. And so we want you to know that this, of course, always is a time that lends to a more interactive environment, as I mentioned, that we absolutely love. So we want to encourage you now, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So with that being stated, we encourage you, if you don't already have your notepads, your pens for your notes, your laptops, your desktops, your iPads, your tablets, your smartphone with your notes, you want to definitely do whatever you need to do to capture the jewels and the nuggets that will be shared today. And before we jump into today's topic, we're asking that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. We're asking that you write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle, the carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do something to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. You know, we recognize that we cannot continue to grow and expand our outreach without the support of YOU. So we want to extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks and say thank you for your support with expanding our outreach. Well, again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we're going into battle, and we're looking at the battle of a dream. The battle of a dream. You know, I want to make sure that we understand when we're talking about battle, boy, we're talking about this fight or this struggle, this fight or this struggle tenaciously to achieve or resist something. So if you want to live your dreams, there's a battle that's going on. And oftentimes, unfortunately, on either side, there's going to be a win. You know, when I think about battle, I actually think about a tug of war. You know, if you can imagine, if you will, I don't know if our global listening audience, if you've played tug of war, right? But you have this rope that two separate teams or two individuals, and they're in the middle of that rope, usually is a flag or the marker that shows who has won, who has shown that they have the greatest power and might and fight of this struggle, of this tug of war. And there's a line that indicates if you get that red flag over the line, then you, in essence, have won this battle of the tug of war. You know, it's interesting because without question, I believe, and I want to know what your thoughts are as well when we open the line, that there is a constant battle that goes on when it comes to one living out their dreams. I can speak about my personal journey, that there is this tug of war happening, this battle, this struggle, this fight, where you have to tenaciously, you have to be tenacious on your journey to achieve your goals, to live out your dreams. On the flip side, there is something resisting. There's a resistance, a great resistance prevents you from fulfilling the call that has been designated on your life. And so this battle of a dream, all of us, each and every one of us, I don't care who you are, I don't care where you are, because I recognize we have a global listening audience. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter your gender, male or female, doesn't matter where you are, geographically where you are, doesn't even matter your age. It may shift at a stage in your life, but all of us have some dream that we would say, wow, I want to achieve that dream, whatever that dream is. Now, you may have grown to the place where you're feeling like, oh, you know, that dream, yeah, I can't live that dream anymore. It's too late for me to live that dream. Battle of a dream. The struggle, the fight to achieve something, because different things will come and battle against you and make you feel like, you know what? It's too late. You waited too long. Your time has expired. Whatever the case may be, there's this battle going on, this tug of war that you have to face and deal with. And this is the reality, and I often ask this question of those in my coaching practice. If you're struggling with living your dream, if you're struggling with living your dreams, you have to step back and really identify, am I willing? And I'm pausing with intention because I want you to process every word. I want you to really begin to think about this. If you are struggling with living out your dreams, you have to ask yourself the question, am I truly willing to pay the price, to pay cost, to live out my dreams? You know, I often will state that everything, absolutely everything, there is a cost to pay. Even that which may appear to be free, guess what? Someone, somewhere paid the cost. There was a price to pay. You know, think about this. You may be saying, you know, I really want to drive the nice car of my choice. Guess what? You can drive that car, but there is a price to pay. You may be looking at someone and thinking, wow, their relationship is so beautiful. I wish I could have a healthy, viable relationship. Again, there is a cost that's being paid. You may be thinking and driving in an area where you're like, wow, You know, I would love to live in this beautiful home. Well, you can. You can drive the nice car. You can have the healthy, viable relationship. You can live in the beautiful house. But hello, there is a cost that has to be paid. Even if someone was to give you that house, guess what? There's a cost that has to be paid. When the taxes come around, aha, a cost that has to be paid. You may be saying, wow, I would love to be a New York Times bestseller. I would love to have that title. Well, you can earn that title, but guess what? There is a cost that has to be paid. You may be thinking, I want financial freedom. Gosh, I wish I didn't have to be concerned about money. I didn't have to think about when I wanted to purchase something. If I wanted to go out, I don't have to think about the cost of it because I'm financially free. You can have financial freedom, no question about it. But there is a cost that has to be paid. At some stage, there's a cost. You may be thinking, wow, I would love to be an Oscar-winning producer, writer, director, actress, actor. Well, you can. There's a cost to be paid. You may want to have the title doctor before your name, a truly earned doctorate before your name. Well, there is a cost that must be paid. There is a cost that must be paid. We can go on and on with different things that you may say, I want to achieve that. I want to drive that. I want to live in that. I want to acquire that. Whatever that may look like and be, whatever that dream is. But there is a battle because there's a cost to be paid. Now, we've talked about wonderful achievements, but I want to really focus in on a different aspect and a different side of what we're talking about. It's easy to talk about driving the nice car and having a healthy, viable relationship. I mean, we're relational beings, so that's something that we all want. Even Coach Adams has to say, I am an incurable romantic. I really am. I never lose the hope of love. I remember my very first relationship. Woo! The sun rose and set with this man in my life. I mean, my very first relationship. And I tell you, I just wanted to be in the presence of this individual. Again, it was my very first relationship. And the fur baby's getting excited in the background with me on this. Very first relationship. I thought that I was going to marry this individual, and I am telling you, again, the sun rose and set with this person in my life. Until it didn't, and they broke my heart. But I say that because it's natural that we desire that. Now, not everyone, you know, some people are saying, yeah, I'm good. But even with that heartbreak, I have not lost the fire of the incurable romantic that still believes in love and still desires a healthy, viable relationship. And I share that with you because, as I stated, everything has a cost. And the question raised is, for whatever it is that you desire to achieve, are you willing to invest and sow and put in the time and energy that's needful? Because as I stated early on, that as we're looking at, are you struggling with living your dreams? Because we're talking about this battle of a dream today, this fight, this struggle to tenaciously achieve what you desire, and the resistance, the great resistance that happens, that you're dealing with this tug of war battle. Because if you want to drive the nice car, I promise can. The question is, do you want to do what's required to drive? Not only a nice car, but your dream car, whatever that may be. Having that healthy, viable relationship, as we were just talking about, yeah, it's going to cost something. There's an investment that has to be made. Living in that beautiful home, yes, there's a cost that has to be paid. It's called a mortgage. But even if someone gives it to you, there's something else that will come around every year called taxes. There's a price. Even if something is quote-unquote free, someone has had to pay for that. If you want that title of New York Times bestseller, there's something you have to do to achieve that. If you want to be financially free, if you want that Oscar-winning, you know, little statuette for producer, director, writer, whatever it may be, you want that doctorate before your name to be called Dr. So-and-so. All of these things that we're talking about, and we can go on and on with different illustrations, there is a price, a cost that has to be paid. Now, with all of that, now that we've had our setup, I want us to look at the flip side. I want us to look at the flip side, the opposite side of what we've just been talking about. Because the same is true if you are not living life on purpose. You know, it's interesting because you never know what's going to pull on people's heartstrings, right? So every day I do at least a daily post, and oftentimes I may post more than one time, but at minimum, commitment to myself is that I would do at least one post on social media a day. And so this past week I posted this thought, and you never know, again, how people will respond. So I posted this thought, and I had someone reach out to me privately. They said, Coach, wow, I love that. But they said, did you really mean what you said? And I looked at it again, and I looked at their comments and their thoughts, and I said, yes, I meant what I said. I said what I said, and I meant what I said. Now, you may be listening in and you may be thinking, well, Coach, what did you say? I didn't see that post. And to me, it wasn't all that deep. But this, for this person, it pulled a heartstring. It pulled and tugged on them that they were like, no, she couldn't have meant that. I did. And this thought to ponder was this. The cost of not following your heart is spending the rest of your life wishing you did. Process that. The cost of not following your heart is spending the rest of your life wishing you did. Why? Because everything has a cost. And the whole point of what I was sharing in that thought to process was this, that if you don't live life on purpose, if you don't live life on purpose, we are simply existing instead of truly living. You're living in that space of regret, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I wish I had done what I wanted to do. I wish I would have gotten that car that I wanted to drive. I wish I would have fought more for my marriage. I wish I had the nice home, the beautiful home on the hill. I wish I would have written the book. I wish I would have been better with my finances. I should have pursued my dream to be an actor, to be a producer, to be a writer, to be a director, to be whatever. You know what? I should have continued my education to get that doctorate. I let life toss me here and there. And so I lost focus on what I really wanted. And now I'm sitting back and I'm paying a price. Why? Because I did not follow my heart. And now I'm sitting in this space and I'm regretting some of the decisions that I've made. I'm sitting wishing that I would have made different choices. Now I'm feeling like it's too late. How many of us, how many times have you sat back and said, wow, I should have done something differently? And you are now at this place where you're feeling like, ugh, it's too late. It's become this domino effect, as I'm sure we've heard the term domino effect. It's this process of a situation in which one event, one single event, causes a series of related events. I didn't write the book. Now I'm sitting back wishing that I did. I'm struggling financially. I don't have a legacy. That one domino followed after the next. And all you see and hear is the clankety clank. Because the domino effect, of course, it's this analogy of the falling dominoes, right? And so now you're sitting back with regret. Because you're thinking, I wish I would have. I should have taken that risk. I shouldn't have waited so long to do it. And you have to give yourself the grace. It's never too late to pursue your dreams. It's never too late. And I don't know your situation. I don't know who you are. I don't know the battles, the struggles. And please know that Coach Adams would never minimize one person's struggle, another person's situation. But what I have grown to realize to be true is that it's a fight. It's a battle to live out your dreams. It really is. And if you want to make a difference in this world around you, if you want different results, then you have to do some things differently. Because we know, if you know this, you don't go to the dealership and purchase that car that you desire. The cost is you won't drive it. If you are not being your highest, greatest, the greatest version of yourself, right? And when it comes to having a healthy, viable relationship, if you're not working on you being the best that you can be, you're not bringing an asset to a situation. You're a liability. And so the relationship won't be healthy and viable. So you have to work on you, wherever you are. You may be in a relationship. You may be hoping for a relationship. If you want to purchase that home, then you need to start making sure you get your credit in order, your savings, all of that you have the income that you need. I can go on and on with each of these areas that we brought up as a illustration, right? If you want the title of New York Times bestseller, then guess what? It's not just going to show up on the shelf, show up on the list. You have to discipline yourself, sit down, and write, execute, Isn't it interesting that some people, and I've been really reflecting on this recently, I find it very interesting that some people achieve a lot. Recently, I was listening to a social media influencer, right? And 6 years, in 6 years, what they have accomplished, it could be mind-blowing. It really could be. They were announcing that they had just released their fourth book. I can go on and on and on and on and on of what they've accomplished. But the reason why I bring this point into play, as we are talking about the battle of a dream, this fight and this struggle to tenaciously achieve our goals, our visions, our dreams, but in the midst of great resistance, the tug of war battle that happens. And if you know tug of war, you know that there's two forces pulling to try, in essence, to win the battle. The same is true for this battle of you living out your dreams. There's a struggle. It's not going to be easy, but there is a cost to pay. And if we don't pay the price that's required. Okay, I know I'm getting ready to get some haters. Security? Is my security here? Because I know I'm getting ready to get some haters. If you are not doing daily what you need to do to activate on your goals, your vision, and your dreams, where you are and the results of what you're experiencing is a direct result of what you've been doing or not. And I was pacing that with intention because I wanted us to process what was being stated. And I wanted for you to really be thinking about what was being stated. You cannot blame anyone other than yourself, whatever your circumstances may be. Wherever you are, even in the midst of your circumstances. You know, on my journey at different stages, I've had to be honest with myself. You know, I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about being consistently inconsistent. And I had to own that. And there's still times in certain areas where I have to look and say, Coach, you can do better, girl. Come on, pull it together. Because you are the activator. You are the activator in the effort, in the energy, in what you do daily in your practices and what you put in the atmosphere. Regardless of the struggles that you may be facing. And so what I was saying as I was referencing the social media influencer, I've been processing in my own life, reflecting and saying, wow, it's so interesting that some people, they achieve so much. One thing after another 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 thing and another. And others, they're not doing anything. They're not achieving anything. And so you have to step back and ask yourself the question. In whatever decisions that you are making today, whatever decisions you are making today, there is a cause and an effect. So if you do what you need to do, then, of course, you're going to drive that nice car. If you do what you need to do, you'll have that healthy, viable relationship. If you do what you need to do, yes, you can live in the beautiful house on the hill. If you do what you need to do, yes, you can have a New York Times bestseller. You can be financially free. You can be in position to win an Oscar. You can get that designation of doctor in front of your name if you do what you need to do. But if you don't, the opposite of that, and not living life on purpose, this domino effect of the results of not living your goals, not living your dreams is, have you ever talked to someone who's not living life on purpose? Am I the only one? Maybe because I'm the coach, right? I'm a coach, and so I'm getting both sides of it. But I am telling you, when you live life on purpose, there is a vibrancy about you. Your energy, your confidence, how you feel, all of that. It is like fire, this wildfire spreading. You and your energy, all of that, it's contagious. People want to be around you. It's attractive, right? Because you're living life on purpose. And when we're living life on purpose, we are more fulfilled. Yes, we are. Our journey has greater significance. But when we're not, this is the thing. When you're not living life on purpose, when you're not working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, the domino effect, remember we said the domino effect, of course, is this cause effect of this series, that one domino after another, this analogy of the falling dominoes, they begin to topple over because of one domino, one decision begins to set all of this chain reaction of these dominoes that are linked together in this process of falling one after the next, after the next, after the next. And so when you are not living life on purpose, that domino of not living life on purpose, it sets all of these other dominoes in motion. What are some of those dominoes? Well, negativity. When people are not living on purpose, I can tell they are so negative. Oh, I have always been truly very positive and optimistic. I really have been. I remember when I was looking and on my journey of discovery for what it was that I personally was created to do, I remember going back to my best friend at the time. We went to elementary, junior high, and high school together. And I remember connecting back with her, and I said, you know, what would you say is something that I'm gifted at? Because this is a process of what you go through in order to unlock the code of your purpose and to tap into that. And she said, you know what, Shania, you have always had a way of motivating people and been very positive. In the midst of whatever was going on, that was something that I always loved about you. And I fight with this optimistic mindset. It's not always easy. I mean, because life is happening. But now, living life on purpose, it's even easier because I'm more fulfilled. I have and feel greater significance, that there's a higher call of purpose operating in my life. And so this domino effect, the first domino is not living life on purpose. Those of you that are regular listeners, you know that this is a topic that Coach Adams, I can't get away from. I can't get away from it because I know the significance based on my journey in real estate and getting to this place and recognizing that everything was created for a specific purpose. And this is the thing. You know, we can do good things, but not fulfill, the thing that we were created and designed to do. Good things, to be great humanitarian things, could be life-changing things, could be impactful things. But is it what you were created to do? I can tell you, at your core, the next domino, if you're not living life on purpose, as we're talking about this process and the battle of a dream and the domino effect of not living your dreams and what that looks like, number one, when you're not living on purpose, that sets the dominoes in motion. And the first is the negativity. You're negative about everything. Oh, you are the negative, Nelly. You are the negative, Ned. I mean, if there's something bad to speak about in a situation, you are like the dog hunting for a bone. You can sniff it out. If you're wondering if you're aligned in the right space, you have to ask yourself, am I always negative? Being negative? Do I lean and bend in the direction of negativity? Or can I find the positive in the situation? Because negativity, oh, people don't want to be around someone that's negative. Negativity causes people to be repelled from you. You know, I used to have an individual in my life, and I tell you, oh, if there was something negative to find in the situation, this person could sniff it out. And it would be like, wow, others would hope that they had what you have, but yet for you to see it in a negative place. The other domino of not living in on purpose, life on purpose, in addition to negativity, is the lack of confidence that we have on our journey. We feel uncertain. We are, you know, not really sure. We're lacking confidence in who we are. We're lacking confidence in what we do because we question. Like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know I should have a dream, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what my vision is. I don't know what goals I want to achieve. And so this chain of dominoes that happen is that now you're lacking confidence in every area of your life. You're not attractive because people are drawn to people who have confidence, not arrogance. Don't misunderstand. But you have this confidence knowing that you're doing what you've been created to do. In essence, it's attractive. It draws this aura around you. It's almost like you're glowing. I had someone tell me that recently. They said, it's like you're glowing. And what they didn't realize, Coach Adam, is all of that, but I love what I do. I really and truly do. And so I get up and I have this vibrancy. Yes, don't misunderstand. There are times when we have to do things that we don't necessarily like as much. I mean, there's times when I'm doing things that it's like, do I have to do that? But generally speaking, I am so grateful. And I love what I do. So I have this vibrancy, even in the midst of having to do things that maybe I don't necessarily want to do, but I am on a journey that is focused on purpose, and therefore there's a different attractiveness that comes when you are at peace on the inside. Oh, yes. Because when we are not living life on purpose, another domino in this domino effect of process, the lack of confidence. There is a lack of peace. There's a lack of peace because of the uncertainty, because of wondering, what am I supposed to do? You're feeling like you're walking and living life blindfolded, which many people do feel that in essence, because they are not living their authentic selves based on how they were created. And so if you're not living life on purpose, as we stated, there is a cost. And so often we can talk about the cost of living life on purpose. Yes, it's going to get you the nice car and the house and things and the bling and all of that. That's evident on that side. But on the other side, we don't often look at and think about and evaluate what is the cost and the effects of not living life on purpose, as we're in this battle to live our dreams and this tug of war that's going on. So often the battle gets a little bit difficult that we, instead of tenaciously fighting through to achieve, we submit to the resistance and just say, oh, it's just too hard. I'm just going to quit. Oh, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. And speaking of the trouble I've seen, we feel alone on the journey. We get into this dark place. We start to spiral down into this dark place. Dominoes and the effects of that, of not living life on purpose. The negativity, the negative thoughts, and the negative point of view. The lack of confidence. Oh, I don't feel confident. I'm lacking my self-confidence. I don't feel high self-esteem. I'm feeling stripped of power because I'm not living life on purpose. And then I have a lack of peace because I'm feeling the anxiety of I don't know what to do on my journey. And oh my gosh, I'm just so miserable. And it goes into this downward spiral, takes us into this dark place. And then we feel like, you know, I'm in that dark place and now I'm feeling all alone because nobody really understands and so on and so forth. But this is the thing. Did you know that 95% of people, I often reference this Gallup poll, that 95% of people are in that boat with you. But this is what I want us to understand. We don't have to stay in that boat. You have the power and the capacity to get out of that boat by making the decision to fight for your dreams. Yes, I know it's a battle. I know it's not easy. You don't have to tell me. I live it every day. But the benefit is that I feel fulfilled. There's a higher call of purpose. I feel the significance. So automatically, there's a different flow. And speaking of flow, when you're living life on purpose, you're going with the flow of a current, of a river, as an example, instead of going against. When you're trying to go against that water and the flow is going north and south and you're trying to go south to north, oh, there's great resistance. It's a battle. Turbulence all around you. But when you're going in the right direction, those waves will begin to, the turbulence will begin to carry you to your destination because you're going with the flow and not against the flow. And so I want us to think about this. Because it's an easy shift. If you're not living life on purpose, what do I do, Coach Adams? Well, you live life on purpose. You start there. You go on a journey of discovery to figure it out. You start to ask people, what do you think I do that I do naturally? You start to evaluate in yourself, what is it that I enjoy doing, getting paid or not? I was having a conversation recently and someone was sharing with me that they were asked the question, and they were calling me for more insight as well, and the person said, regardless of the money, would you still do what you're doing? And they said, yeah, absolutely. It's not about the money. But there was a battle going on around money. And I'm not saying, I know every time I bring up money, I feel your energy, global listening audience. People are like, well, coach, we need the money. Absolutely, we need the money. Please know that I am not ignorant in that regard. I use money today as a form of exchanging commerce, so I understand. But what I'm saying is this, that money cannot be the number one driver. Purpose has to be the number one driver. And so when you're on a journey of discovery, efforting to determine what is my path, what is it that I was created to do, you have to be willing to ask yourself the question, what is it that I would do, getting paid or not, simply because I enjoy doing it, because it's a part of the very fabric of who I am. It's a part of my very DNA. It's the very reason why I was created. And so you go upline. If you're dealing with the negativity, the lack of confidence, the lack of peace, you're feeling like you're in a downward spiral of the dark place, you have to begin to evaluate, well, how did I get, because of this domino effect that was happening in your life, starting with that first domino that fell down because you were not living life on purpose. And so the effects of that was the negativity, the negative mindset, the negative thoughts, the negative way in which you're navigating and approaching life. The lack of confidence, you've been stripped of power because you don't feel confident in where you are in your life because you're not living life on purpose. You've lost your peace because you don't feel like you've made the connection. You don't really know what you're doing. You're not feeling sure of yourself. So all of these things have caused you to be stripped of power, and now you're lost your peace. You're in this downward spiral because you don't have peace, you don't have confidence, you're in a negative place. And so you're in this downward spiral of feeling alone in the darkness. You're like struggling. You're like, oh my gosh, I don't know. And I love this quote, this illustration quote that someone gave me, and I'm smiling and giggling because I've mentioned it on a number of occasions on Motivational Mondays, and this is the appropriate time to say it again because we're talking about being in that space of the darkness. And it's important to note that, you know, hey, so at night, when it's dark and you're all alone and it's quiet, the reality is this, you know. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what do I know? You know that you're not living life on purpose. You know you're not in the right space, as I often talk about, that round peg fitting perfectly in the round hole instead of that square peg trying to fit into the round hole. So when you are in the still of the night, in the still of the day, you know, when you evaluate and give yourself the time to process, you know you're in a negative space. You know you're lacking confidence. You know that you have a loss of peace. You know you're feeling like you're in this dark place. You've lost hope. And it's because you have not tapped into the ultimate meaning of your life and the reason, the very reason why you were created. And when it comes to achieving things, oh, there's no such thing. You're just barely existing. You're not living the fullness of how your life was intended. You are simply existing. You know, it's amazing how quickly time flies, and I am going to open our lines up. We only have a few moments left in today's broadcast, but I would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. Did you get anything from what was shared in today's broadcast as we were obviously talking about this battle of a dream, this fight, this struggle to achieve our dreams in the midst of great resistance. And we were looking at the effects of not focusing and living life on purpose, and that cost that you pay that's not often talked about. Negativity, negative thoughts, the lack of confidence, lack of peace, feeling in a dark place, and you're not achieving. Would love to hear your thoughts, opening the lines up for our last few moments here in today's broadcast, and we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. To add yourself to the host queue, press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You got to act fast. We only have a few moments left in today's broadcast. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I love it. We have a caller. Caller, area code 310, last four digits, 8171181. You are live here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
The cost of not living my life is wishing that I did talk to me, Coach Adams. You hit me with that one. I know that this is not very formal and professional, but let me tell you something. That one hit me. I'm going to say it again. The cost of not living my life is wishing that I did. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. One more time. I loved it. And I also love the fact that you talked about you and your best friend at the time as a young girl and asking what is that the best thing or about you that you do great. And she said that you motivate you that you motivate. And it reminds me that how when we were children, how nobody had to give us some type of purpose and tell us. We just did what came naturally to us. But it's when we get older and start getting other people's opinions, we start to overthink it. So it makes me think that a lot of times it may be good to go back to how you were when you were a child, because that was that purity of your assignment or what you were doing. So I'm excited. I appreciate the message. I don't mean to take up so much time. I apologize, but talk to me. Thank you, Coach Adams. Praise God.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. I appreciate you tuning in and engaging. And, you know, it is so important for us to go back to that thing that we would just do. I remember I had a coaching client, and she was in transition from being a hairstylist. And she said she knew that she was on that path in that season of her life because when she was a little girl, she would sit and braid the grass. And she was looking at moving to the next level. Now, I didn't sit and braid the grass, but she did. And that was a part of what her call was on her life and the purpose. And so, like you said, getting back to what is it that we did, my family would always tease me. They would say, you would always have an invisible little microphone in your hand. And, you know, and so it is getting back to the pureness of that moment and tapping into that and building into it, because that in life is our purpose. Oh, my gosh, I so appreciate you. And I love that the quote that was shared, that it really connected with you. It was definitely one that stirred some things up in others, as I mentioned, and that's why I shared it, because the person said, did you really mean what you said? And I said, yes, I meant it. And so I thank you so much for engaging with us today. You know, it is amazing how quickly time flies, and we do have to bring today's installment to a close. I wish we had more time to take more of your audience participation. And that's on me, Coach Adams, because there was such a richness that I just continued to share because I wanted to bring this fullness out to you today. And I hope that you truly were encouraged by the message. You were provoked by the message. Then you're thinking, wow, I need to make some adjustments so that I can put the dominoes back up that have fallen because I'm not living life on purpose. Make the shift away from those things that we talked about, the negativity. Make the shift from the lack of confidence, because when we're living life on purpose, we are living life abundantly because we're doing what we were created and designed to do. You get out of those dark places, and so you're able to achieve because you have a greater sense of freedom and you are able to live life more at peace. That's all that we have time for today. But if you would like to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. And we can continue this conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. All are welcome. Just simply ask to join. And guess what? Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment tools available for you to assist you on your journey. So if you would like to know more about that, simply call or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. I leave you with this as we close out today. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We invite you to tune in with us every Monday to jumpstart your week motivated and empowered with tools to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams.